We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking today with Gina Scruggs, Downtown Manhattan Executive Director, and Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson. We're talking Mayor's Spirit of the Holidays Lighted Parade and the holiday tree lighting ceremony coming up on December 6th, 5:30 p.m. is when everything kicks off out at Triangle Park. And again, we mentioned here during the last segment that this is all it's a big community event, and really the major reason for this is for the Flint Hills Bread Basket.
That's right.
And they have a lot of need right now.
They do have a lot of need. They had a unexpected call to the community. I think Mary Beth will tell you that there were about 4,000 additional over and above what they normally see just in this year alone that they served. And probably most of the community is aware through other media sources that the breadbasket shelves are pretty depleted. So this year, more than ever before in the 18 years of the lighted parade and the mayor's food and fund drive, this is really the most important year that we've had to call and reach out to folks to get involved, participate any way you can. And there are a variety of ways. You don't need to participate in the parade to sort of help solve this crisis that's going on. One of the things that you can do is if you want to watch the parade, you're a parade goer, we will have young children walking with shopping carts in the parade, lighted, of course, and they will be collecting food all along the route. So if you want to take a canned food item or a bag of food while you're watching the parade, and once you see that shopping cart entry roll by, you can just run out there and put your food in those baskets. The other thing you can do, you're always more than welcome to head down to the bread basket in person and just drop off any non-perishable food items. You can also donate money. They can certainly purchase turkeys and hams for the Christmas and Thanksgiving baskets with cash. So, and then there are a couple of opportunities at Dillon's West Side location, I believe on the 7th and 14th of December. They will have a call for action out there where I think if you shop there, you've seen it before. They would kind of walk up to you and hand you a slip of paper indicating what items are needed to fill up these Christmas baskets.
And that's, I think they're going to start that next week, already making the gift baskets because, you know, Thanksgiving was 2 weeks from today, if you can believe that already. There's so many opportunities, and we are very passionate about helping the bread basket here at K-Man. But certain items that they need right now, do you have that information?
Yeah, I mean, in addition to the normal items, I mean, this, because it's the holiday season, then you see a lot of the holiday items, and I think everybody would want these families in need to have some of these special items so they could celebrate in the way most Americans do for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, you know, you're talking about some canned pumpkin, some yams and things like that, evaporated milk to help them make some of the goods that they can make at home, and then canned fruit and things like that, and obviously all the things that kind of green beans maybe that go with a lot of people's Thanksgiving and Christmas. And they have till the 5th to go down and sign up at the bread basket. And I know the Rotary Club will be making distributions on the 16th. We'll be down there to help the team there hand out things as people drive through, and we'll get them all bagged and put in the trunks of the cars for them. That's why, as Gina said, on the 7th and the 14th, down at Dillon's West, it'll be important for people really to participate in that because we want to make sure we've got full shelves when we get ready to distribute on the 16th. And as you may know, these kinds of things go on all year long, but as Gina said, this is particularly important, not only because it's a holiday, but because that we've had such demand on the bread basket. And you said before we went on that the shelves were a little bit bare, particularly coming out of August and September. So there's been a major effort across the city to restock that, and we'll see here in the next couple of weeks how well we do. But I think the combination of these kinds of things that we're kind of marketing for the breadbasket in a great way. And people's participation as we get closer to the holidays always seems to turn up. So we're pretty confident we'll do well.
Yeah, and you'll hear more pleas for the Flint Hills breadbasket here as the holidays go on. But, you know, the more that you can get donated out there, that will have a nice shelf life for a few months and, you know, hopefully get them at least to the spring, maybe even a little bit beyond.
Right. Yeah, because I think what the community needs to understand is that this is actually a twofold issue. One is that we have this regular depletion of the shelves with regular food items, and then we have people who need food for the holidays. So it's really a big effort. We're wanting to make sure that everybody has their holiday food items, but we're wanting to make sure that the rest of the year is taken care of too.
I think one of the things I'd like to add, Gina and Mayor, is financial donations are also key to this, you know, and while we certainly encourage people to pick up an extra, you know, can or box or whatever and drop them off, I got an email that said that one of the holiday gift baskets costs about $40 for a family. And so, you know, we have a lot of efforts in this community for people to buy like an angel off a tree where you can help get a lot of Christmas gifts and make Christmas happen for a family. So here's something else you could do for a family. And, you know, for $40, you can feed a family their holiday meal and give that directly to the bread basket. And so that's another way that you can give.
Yeah, the other thing that the cash donation does, if you can imagine having all these disparate items, cans of food and other things come in, you put them on the shelves, and there will be some items there that you do not have that you wish to provide to families. So those cash donations really help fill that void as well, so we get all the items that someone might need for a meal.
All right. And again, if you're in need of one of those Christmas baskets, you have, what, till December 5th to sign up for that?
Right.
At the breadbasket. And a lot of other, in addition to the parade on the 6th and the festival, the tree lighting, we also have some other holiday events downtown.
We do. We have, speaking of community, we have one of the favorite activities over the holidays is the lighting of the tree for Festival of Lights at Blue Earth Plaza, and that is on Friday, November 29th at 7 p.m. That's a huge draw for our community, and big shout out goes to all of the private individuals and private companies in town that support that year after year, and to Parks and Rec that does, you know, a lot of the behind the scenes work in the plaza there. It is the tallest tree in Kansas, so we officially get to say that. And it really kicks off our season. All of downtown will be lighted up at that point. And our carriage rides, again, another huge community effort. That will begin on Saturday, November 30th. This year, the rides are always free. They go from 5 to 8 p.m. But we will gladly and happily accept donations to this year's nonprofit organization, which is Girls on the Run. So I'm super proud to be a part of so many events where individuals, private individuals are coming together, nonprofit organizations are coming together to work to just really create a really festive holiday community here in Manhattan.
When we first started putting these things together, the idea is to make Manhattan a real holiday destination. So starting on the 29th down in Blue Earth Plaza and going throughout the Christmas season, we'll have special events just about every weekend. And one of the things we get to do is Dave gets to welcome Santa Claus as he comes in, lands on the roof of the hotel, and then comes out to greet the kids, and that's always fun.
Yeah, Rudolph is bringing him in again.
Yeah,
we got those good plans.
Mm-hmm. And then we just really have a good time with that all the way through the year. And we want to remind people, too, to shop locally as best you can. I mean, these merchants support us all year long. A lot of mom-and-pop stores that really invested in the community. And when you shop at home, just kind of a statistic here, and you put in $1.68 stays right here in Manhattan. So we're very proud of all of these great businesses that have supported through the years in downtown Manhattan and in Aggieville. So ask everybody to come forward and really make a big effort with the breadbasket and come out and shop And that'll be a great holiday period for all of us from the end of November all the way through the Christmas holidays.
Plus, it's just fun to be downtown during Christmas time. I
hope it's the same temperature as last year. I mean, that was
wasn't bad.
When we were down at the tree, it was almost shirt sleeve weather, unlike Memorial Day here, or Veterans Day, rather.
I've run the gamut when it comes to weather at the tree lighting at the Festival of Lights. Yeah, I've been out there when it's just like, oh my gosh, it's cold and icy.
Yeah.
We've had icy conditions, and then, you know, we've had just, you know, nice moderate temperatures. And
well, it's nice to be able to speak when your lips still move. You
That's
know?
Important. Yeah. That's important. They've added some new features, or a new feature this year to the Festival of Lights. They have added on to the tunnel. So that's going to be a new addition. Yeah. Last year, you know, they added some height, and actually, I think they, the whole lighting configuration was improved dramatically on the tree. And I think is it 75 foot? Something like that? It's big enough.
Right. Yep.
It's big enough.
It's the biggest tree of its kind in Kansas, and it may be, I think they said it was the biggest one of its kind in the United States. So,
really? Yeah. Really? Well, there's, and Gina, you made this, there's a lot of community players involved in that. You know, the Hilton Garden Inn and Holiday Inn and the Campus Candlewood and Radina's, among others.
Civic Plus.
That help make that. Civic Plus is a part of it. There's a lot of people that contribute to that and make that happen. That's what, you know, that's what makes a town. That's what makes a town.
I think this is a great community to come together, especially in this time of need with the breadbasket. And we have it within all of our abilities to join together this community season and shop local and support the members of our community that need us the most right now and have fun while doing it.
All right.
Last year when we were down there, Dave, you probably noticed, but we had a lot of families from Fort Riley, and it was always great to have them in town and participating.
We'll have more this year, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
Well, we could have a record turnout with all the soldiers and their families being reunited.
Yeah, the guys told me the other day they'll, except for a very few, they'll all be back before Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
Just terrific.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, it's a different floor plan, too. So it's going to take on a whole new look.
Yeah.
But it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
looking forward
to
being a part of it.
All right. Well, Gina Scruggs, Mayor Mike Dodson, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And if you want any more information, downtownmhk.com is where you can find it. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.